It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the first day of Eagles training camp. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters to you more right now, Phil's deadline or Eagles training camp? 69% saying Philly's deadline. And Jalen not wearing his Super Bowl ring is cool or annoying? 76.3% say it is cool. I have come out in favor of it, saying that I wish more Eagles treated the offseason like Jalen did.
But I thought you hated Jalen.
I don't hate Jalen. No, yeah, yeah. I woke up, I saw the quote, I wanted to hate it, and instead I appreciated it because I can appreciate someone saying that is in the past, we have to win another one. And they did have the ring ceremony awfully close to training camp, you know?
Yeah, so that was part of that was not on purpose. The rings were not ready, so they had to.
Oh, is that why?
So they planned on doing it. I think almost 6 weeks prior or something like that, and it got pushed back because the rings were not ready.
Maybe there was something wrong with the mechanism.
Wings? Yeah, I can't imagine that.
I was going to say the wings didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
So Elliot Shore Parks joins us directly from the NovaCare facility.
Right from the field.
So, Elliot, we have lots of questions. First of all, I want you to show everyone on YouTube your clipboard so you can see. There
Boom.
Are the training camp stats.
There it
stats.
Is. There it is. I wear it around practice like this.
Now, I would think it's interesting you do it with a pen and a pad instead of doing it digitally. I would have thought you would be a digital guy.
So I've always done it this way. I am a creature of habit. But also, I think with the notes, I'm too worried I'll hit the wrong button and it'll get all deleted. Or once I write it down. It's too important to accidentally lose. So
well, and you
and
are
I'm the only one that has it, so I can't just get it from somewhere else.
And you are, I actually forgot, you are sort of bad at
computers. I was about to say too. Yeah. You remember when you first hired me and I couldn't crop a picture.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you weren't the greatest.
Yeah.
So what was I guess before we get to the training camp stats and the play, was there a vibe that you noticed? And did anyone say anything that you thought was particularly of note?
Yeah, I think the vibe during practice and leading up to practice, like when you get down to the NovaCare, was obviously excitement. There's not as many fans clearly as at where Lehigh, but they do allow fans there. So it was just an excitement to be back. The players, when they ran out on the field, were very excited. So all those things. I would say after practice, the main message from every player that stepped on that podium was, we're focused on next year. We're focused on next year. They're not going to use the word repeat. Jordan Mailata doesn't want to use the word defend. They are trying to view this as two separate entities, not the 2024 Eagles trying to, you know, repeat in 2025.
Right.
It's the 2025 Eagles. So that was definitely the common theme through all the players that talked.
Yeah, and I understand. I know what they're trying to do, but sometimes when you focus too much on trying to do that, you're drawing attention to it.
Well, it's they're putting a lot of energy into it.
Right.
They are, you know, I'd imagine their team meetings are probably focused on this quite a bit, at least initially. Now, to be fair, they're being asked these questions. They're not showing up to the podium and saying, here's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think sometimes if you spend so much effort trying to avoid it, it's almost better just to deal with it and let it in. The reality is, they are the defending champs. Jordan Mailata can, you know, play whatever word game he wants, which I can appreciate because I do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the defending champs. They are. So, but yeah, their message was definitely, we are not viewing ourselves as defending champs.
Well, you can simply just say, nobody cares that we won last year. It's a new year.
There's that too. Yeah,
I mean, you can do that. But the idea that, see, what they really want to do is can sort of control us.
Yeah.
From asking them about it. That's what they really, they don't
want
to be asked about it. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
This is what the media, what do you think the media is going to do when there's no real controversy? They're very minimum training camp battles.
No, well, none like really exciting.
Yeah.
Ones.
So like, what do you think people are going to ask you about last year? But I do understand from their perspective, they don't want to get caught up in talking about last year or being defending champs, because the perception would be is they're living off of last year as opposed to this year. So I get it from their perspective of what they're trying to do.
But it is funny when you walk into practice, like, you know, when you walk in, they have all those booths set up.
Mm-hmm.
They have a huge Super Bowl ring right there. So they're never truly going to be able to run away from it. The Lombardi will be there. They're going to raise the banner night one, week one. So
they already put the one up at the NovaCare, I see.
Yeah, they already have that
up there. I saw
that,
yeah.
So they're not going to be able to run from it, but they are definitely trying.
You're in the building, real quick, Spike. You're in the building. How is the what's what do they call it? The it's not the word, not word smart.
Like the posters and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Like, oh, when there, you walk it, in.
Yeah, is there a lot of Super Bowl stuff?
In the facility?
Inside the facility,
so
yeah.
We are not allowed in the building yet, but they have released videos and stuff, and you can see, you know, there's a section of the building they have when the players walk out to the practice field where it remembers big things in the team's history. You know, division wins, Super Bowl wins.
Starting to load up. It's starting, there's not much room left on those walls.
It's getting more selective on what they can put.
Yeah.
But they have a whole wall for the Super Bowl. So when you
walk LIX, in, so do you see it.
And where they have their team meetings in the auditorium, they have the two Super Bowl banners or logos up there.
Yeah.
And every seat in the meeting room, I heard, is now a wing from the ring.
Yes, exactly.
You're actually sitting on a diamond wing.
So I'm half kidding with this, but notice this throughout the year. They will wear Super Bowl gear. I notice a lot of times the players will wear the stuff they were given from the Super Bowl. You know,
sweat.
So it is funny. They'll be up at the podium being like, we're not thinking about it. And they'll have the
Super Bowl.
It's
on their shirt.
Yeah, I'm surprised they do that. But
well, let me ask you this. Do you think, so the big question today, we've been talking about all day, is Jalen not putting on his ring at the ceremony.
Right.
He said he is focused on, you know, it's in the past. Do you think when he got home, he took the ring out of the box and put it on his hand?
No.
You don't think it left the box?
I don't think you go to the levels he has gone to not wear it and just do it at home.
Like, sure you do.
I think there's no shot that ring's been on his finger.
I disagree.
The only way I'll cave a little is if he wanted to make sure it fit. But I don't think it is. I don't think he got home and had the thing on for like an hour and showed it off.
I didn't say all of that. All I said is
made eggs with it on.
He put the ring on. That's all I said.
So I'll concede he might have to make sure it fit.
Yes, but nothing wrong with that.
I do think he has decided that ring is no good for him right now. Like, he is keeping it out of his life.
Yeah, I just don't buy it.
So you think it's just public facing?
My point is that I don't really see the big deal with putting it on and then taking it off and putting the box back up there. Like, you're 99.9% of the people in that building put the rings on. So he can't play football by himself.
Well, first of all,
what is it? They're going to lose now because everybody had a ring on?
Let's be honest. Every single person besides Jalen has had their ring on. Multiple times.
Yes.
So he's the only one not wearing the ring.
Yes.
But when you decide mentally that wearing this thing is... Let me restart. I think it's silly he's not putting the ring on.
Yeah.
But I do think once he's decided not to do it, I'm sure he sticks with it. He doesn't strike me as
someone... Let me ask you this. So he's never going to put the ring on?
I think maybe when he retires.
Really?
Well, and he's going to have so many of them at that point,
he
right?
He honestly might.
Yeah.
But he...
Yeah.
Jalen, just from being around Jalen, he doesn't strike me as someone that in the public eye and in the facility is one way, and he gets home and he's completely different.
I don't see why would he have to be completely different?
Because if his whole thing is, I don't want to put the ring on because it is a reminder of last year, going home and putting it on would seem
and just
to,
trying it on would
yeah,
do what?
One time, I'm
yeah, what would it do?
No, I agree with you. One time, right. But
yeah.
But
I didn't say he went home and was parading around with it on. Like, wait. I didn't say all that. I just said I believe when he got home, or hell, could have been on the car ride home.
Maybe.
It's one thing to give an image to us. It's another thing that when you're in your own privacy and you're in your, you're having a moment.
Right.
That doesn't affect what the perception is.
I agree, but where I disagree.
How would you know?
Because I think he's probably put it on to try it on. I do not think he's wearing it in a celebratory way at home. That's the best way
that's
to describe
fine.
It.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. I didn't say that. Right. I just said I believe he put the ring on to try
on
it on. Yes.
We both agree. You both agree that he maybe put it on to make sure it
yes,
fit.
Yes, sure. It has touched his finger.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So, on the field.
It's like ring gate.
Yeah.
That's because we're just talking about it. I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Well,
quite
I think
frankly.
It's hilarious.
Because so the reason why I don't, because the rest of the team is wearing them.
Yeah.
But I wonder how his teammates feel about it. I mean,
they right. think he's weird.
But
you know what it is?
Now it's become a Jalen story.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, here's the deal. And here's what everybody else on the team will deal with, and probably, and every other athlete in the history of sports has had to deal with. The guy on the team is different than the other guys on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we talked about this before. Michael Jordan was a total jerk that most of his teammates did not like. Kevin Durant is on Twitter fighting with randos. The list of great players who do things that other players in the locker room sort of shake their head and roll their eyes and move on about. My guess is 90% of the other players on that team roll their eyes, shake their head, and move on and just be like, there's Jalen doing his thing again. That's probably pretty much it.
Do you think he believes if he put the ring on, he's not going to play well this year? I don't know what it says if he does. Now, it's one thing if he's wearing it around everywhere, showing people. That's different, right? That's different. I'm just wondering, what do you think he thinks is going to happen as a result of putting it? It's not like his finger is going to fall off. So what would stop him from putting it on?
So I would just be guessing, because trying to guess what Jalen thinks is tough. He's very private. But my guess would be he probably thinks that having the ring around and wearing it and stuff is almost keeping him from being fully focused on next year, which is...
That's fair.
Yeah. Now...
That's fair, but it's July, and they just got him, so...
Dude, I agree with you. Yeah. I think he should put the ring on, all right, just to be clear. But, and here's the other thing, too, and I'm interested in Ike's perspective since he was around McNabb. I think that I agree that when you're Jalen Hurts, you are just different than everybody else on the team. You're the franchise quarterback. You're one of the faces of the NFL, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder if he needs to find sometimes 5 or 10% to give a little bit.
There's no doubt.
Where you can be that guy, and I do think they don't dislike him for it. I think they probably just think it's silly and annoying. But there's got to be some times where he allows himself to be one of the guys. Like Tom Brady, there were stories about he would go out and drink with guys, but he would have his shots turned into water, on the low, so that he wasn't actually getting drunk.
Well, yes, of course. This is what they were begging him to do before.
So this is my point about the ring ceremony, is you are at a party celebrating with all your coworkers. I wonder if that's an opportunity to give a little bit.
Yeah, but I look, if that is still an issue, them winning the Super Bowl is only going to make it harder to get him to change that.
I agree.
Because he will look and say,
I did it as a result. This is how I am.
I think they're waiting for him to be, if anyone's waiting for him, this is what he's like.
I'm laughing because he's taking a deuce. Looking at that ring.
Yeah.
Right. This don't look too bad.
He's probably at home scrolling Twitter with the ring on, laughing at all of us.
Yes.
But my question for Ike was, McNabb was obviously the quarterback. Was it important to you guys that he was sometimes one of the guys? Or were you okay with just saying he's the quarterback, he's his own entity?
You know what? With him, he was always one of the guys.
Okay.
From the time he came in, he was one of the guys. Now, their personalities are completely different.
True.
Don is five holds court. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He could be there telling stories, telling jokes or what have you, and everybody's just sitting there, laughing and getting with it. Jalen's not going to do that. That's not Jalen's personality.
By the way, Carson was sort of similar.
Carson, same way. Yeah.
Except they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Right.
So, this is the, but, I think, is part of the
I think
conundrum.
They'll accept that. I think with as long as you're playing well and you're winning, they will accept your personality for what it is.
Right.
They will accept your personality for what it is. It's when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
Is when everybody starts nitpicking at your personality.
And we saw that last year. When Brandon Graham said what he said about AJ and Jalen's relationship, it was a big deal until they beat the Steelers, and then nobody cared.
And then nobody cared.
And then they won the Steelers. So, so I do agree that this is not going to fracture the locker
room.
No. Nothing. But I also think that over Jalen's time as a quarterback of the Eagles, there's been enough talk about him maybe not being super close with his teammates, where when there is an opportunity to do it, I think it's fair for the Eagles or whoever to say, look, I get it. You're different, and you have to be different because of who you are. Mm-hmm. But also, it is important that you... I mean, there's so many pictures of AJ, Devontae, and Saquon with their rings together. And it just is... There's a sadness that Jalen's not in any of those.
Well, can I say...
That was kind of weird.
We saw more pictures in the offseason of Jalen with Michael Jordan than we saw him with any of his teammates.
Yeah.
If I was one of his... I think your point is best. As long as they're winning... Everyone, you feel like a jerk publicly saying anything, or if they start off 0-2 and he is, has thrown two interceptions each game or something, or he's not hitting AJ when he's open, or one of those things. That's
four interceptions in two games, and we're 0-2.
Yeah.
This whole city will melt.
Yes,
but while I think that
I know one guy who won't.
That is true, and winning is the ultimate deodorant, or whatever that expression is. But I also think you can't just like
that's definitely not an expression.
It's definitely not deodorant.
Winning is the ultimate deodorant.
Yeah, yes, is an expression.
That's not no.
That
it's
is
not.
An expression.
It could make sense.
I think Charles Barkley said
it. Could make sense, but winning, that's not a
look
deodorant.
It up.
That's, not, that's not.
Google it right now. It is absolutely
is.
An expression.
I certainly have heard it. Yes,
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's the
it
ultimate
could be,
deodorant.
But it hasn't been brought up since the '80s, at least.
Charles
Y'all
Barkley,
are same age.
Yeah,
he is almost 40.
It is a John Madden quote.
How is Elliot pulling out? He doesn't even know who John Madden coached.
I said I heard
the video game
Charles
guy?
Barkley say it.
Okay. Elliot didn't have the Raiders in his top 10 most impactful franchises.
My hours of research, I forgot the Raiders.
Who could forget?
But the point I was trying to make was, it's a little like when the 2023 Eagles were winning all the time. You know, I was saying this. Well, they're winning. It's okay. But then when you stop winning, you need to have a foundation to fall back on. And my worry is that while you're right, Ike, as long as they're winning, they will accept Jalen for who he is. If they start to not win, you want to have a foundation of you know, friendship and bonding to lean back on. And I'm not saying they don't, but that is my only worry with the if Jalen's going to do the I'm not going to wear the ring thing. You do want to have something to lean back on when the scores don't start to go your way.
See, I'm not going down this road with the I'm not wearing the ring thing. I don't think the players care. I think they enjoyed themselves that night. Some of them probably didn't even realize he didn't put the ring on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, like now they hear the quote.
Yeah, now they hear about it now. Right. But that night, though, they were all enjoying themselves and looking at the rings. So, but they had the box, though.
I don't think it's about the ring. Mm-hmm. For me, the discussion is more: is Jalen doing enough to bond with his teammates? That's my question. Because when you say MJ and Kobe and all these guys, they weren't close with their teammates, right? But that's not great. Like, they won, but it's not like a quality you want.
I don't think it's okay. Like I think...
Well, it's okay when you're MJ or Kobe.
Yeah, well...
But when you have five rings.
Well, so what I always went back to with Embiid and Simmons, right? Because they were not close.
Right.
I always thought they need one of two things. They either need to complement themselves on the court or they need to be close off the court because they need something to tie them together.
Right.
They never had either. They got in the way of each other on the court and they had no relationship off the court. So obviously one has won a Super Bowl and one never won anything. But when I think of Jalen and AJ, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem like they're close off the field.
No.
At all.
Does not.
And it does, and on the field.
It used to be.
It used to be, but it doesn't seem like per last year. It doesn't seem like it's there anymore. And then you go on the field, and they certainly rely on each other, but AJ's perception, at least a little bit, is I would have better numbers and be thought of better if I got the ball more. So I agree with you. When things, if things get tough, and they don't have anything to go back to, I think that could be a concern.
And
by the way, Brandon's not there anymore. To my perception was, Brandon held Jalen's hand through that. It is that he was a vet who said, you need to do this. Like, I will pull you along. I will stand up for you, but I need a little bit more out of this.
Well, and they are close.
Yeah.
Because Brandon's wife and Jalen's wife is... cool.
And if you look at like events the Eagles have, you always see Jalen and BG together.
Yeah.
At the ring ceremony, I'm sure Jalen.
Don't they live? I think they're in the same neighborhood. Yeah. I think they're in the same.
And
development.
Do you think it matters that their wives are close? You know, like,
of course it does.
Yeah,
yes, so, of course it does.
But there's not another. Like my concern would be is that he's not there anymore.
Right. That's what he says.
Like, he could be around, but he's not. It's different when you're
he's
not
in the building.
Room.
Yes, he's not. Yes.
And I do think ultimately, if you had to. Like, I wouldn't change Jalen because I do think it is part of the reason he's successful. He is living in a spotlight I could never even comprehend. The pressure, like, so I think you have to be closed off to an extent to even live in that world and be successful. I'm just saying, when he doesn't wear the ring, it is just one of those moments where it's, you know, come on, man. Like, just put it on so you can be one of the guys for once.
For five seconds. Hang out with everybody.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. Especially when you're the only one who didn't put it on.
Right. Jeffrey put it on.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, again, the implication is kind of, you know, I'm focused on next year. But
you guys
but
are. Yes.
You go ahead and put it on, you know.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
Imagine walking around the party. Yeah. Being like, oh, I don't have mine on. But that's cool, you do. I'm just focused on 2025, but you look great in the ring.
Yeah, it's kind of fun that you're thinking about what happened in February.
Yeah, that fits great. Yeah, but we practice on Monday, so.
Bryce, why do you even show up?
Well, he probably had to.
Yeah, well
I'm glad he showed up. Yeah, that would have been an even bigger story.
Yeah. There was no chance he was not showing up.
What if the only guys that showed up to the ring ceremony were Reed Blankenship,
Coop,
Rick Lovato.
Yeah, the White House.
Yes. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
what would they say? Like a conflicting schedule or something?
Yeah, schedule conflict, man. Yeah.
Zach Baum went. Can you hang out one extra segment?
Cause I put an hour in the meter.
Why? Well, I do want to find out, like... I do want the training camp.
You want
stats.
The stats, right, of course. Right. The whole world does.
And another big story from your vacation that we have to get to.
Oh, yeah. Something else we have to address from vacation.
Oh, I thought you meant on my vacation.
No.
I was like, I purposely didn't post so you guys wouldn't.
No. And then as well, you can, if you'd like, we are going to reveal not the Eagles inside of your power rankings, but we are going to set the odds for the 2026 award.
By the way, did you try your ring on, and are we allowed to call you a defending champ, or did you put it behind you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would handle it so different. I've been carrying the trophy around with me. I've completely lost motivation.
You would have been Cooper.
I would never defend the title. Yeah. Jalen will defend. I will not. But it is cool to hold.
205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.